Previously on Heroes.
Kimiwa!
Kaito asks Hiro, what are you doing here? You should be in the kitchen. Aren't you the new chef? Hiro's mother gives him the catalyst, but it's stolen from him by Arthur.
I'll take the catalyst. And your powers too, Hiro.
It's very important that we find our friend Hiro Nakamura. Look.
See, this may not make any sense, but we can't find him unless we get that package.
I can't believe it. Hiro stuck back in time 16 years ago, and no powers.
Catalyst is within me.
Place your hands on the vat and focus your energy. In theory, you should cause a chemical reaction at the molecular level.
Sergeant, I want you to know exactly what it is you've signed up for. This drug is going to change your life in ways you can't possibly imagine.
Are you really my mother?
They're not your parents.
I'm father.
No, you're not. You're not a killer, Peter. I am.
Sylar freezes Peter's bullet, which penetrates Arthur's forehead, killing him.
On the sixth day, God created man in his own image. Now it's up to us to figure it all out. Right, wrong, good, evil. In each of us is the capacity to decide what drives our actions. So what is it that makes some choose selflessness, the need to devote oneself to something greater, while others know only self-interest, isolating themselves in a world of their own making? Some seek love even if unrequited, while others are driven by fear and betrayal. There are those who see their choices as dark proof of God's absence, while others follow a path of noble destiny. But in the end, good, evil, right or wrong, what we choose is never what we really need, for that is the ultimate cosmic joke. The real gift that God has left behind.
Nathan finds Peter sitting beside Arthur's body.
Oh, Peter. You did it.
I tried. It was Sylar.
Sylar.
There was no other way for this to end, Nathan.
Nathan kneels next to Arthur.
That formula has to be destroyed.
It's too late, Pete.
He closes Arthur's eyes.
It's a dozen Marines being injected right now. Formula works.
Look, I know that you think you're doing something good here, but you're not.
Are you sure of that?
Following Dad's insane plan? No, I'm gonna stop it.
It's not Dad's plan anymore, Pete. It's ours.
What are you talking about?
The plan. It's ours. All of us. Making the world a better place. Don't tell me you're gonna try and get in the way of that.
You sound just like him.
I know. I can't help but wonder how long it's gonna be before it's me lying here.
Nathan straightens, and Peter rises, holding the gun by his side.
Remember what happened last time you had a gun in your hand? I am gonna finish what he started.
I'm not gonna let you do that.
Eventually, you're gonna have to choose a side. Now either you're with me.
Peter's pointing the gun at him.
Pete.
Peter uncocks the gun.
Sorry.
He goes to hand it to Nathan.
You're wrong.
Then lays him out with one punch. Angela, Claire, Mr. Bennett, and Meredith are at Primatech.
Formula's complete. Peter's gonna need help at Pinehurst.
It's up to us to finish this.
Dead guards.
Oh my God.
Sylar opens his eyes in a darkened room, and the others look along a corridor to see all of the lights go out and shutters come down over all the windows.
No need to go to Pinehurst now.
Sylar?
Don't worry, Claire. Peter couldn't do it, so I did.
Just like Mommy wanted.
I know I repulse you.
terrify you. You see me as a monster. And yet, you did this to me.
Claire spots the CCTV camera he's watching them from.
And before the night is over, I'm gonna prove to you.
One by one. And you're all monsters.
Exactly like me.
Heroes, created by Tim Crane. Chapter 13, Duel.
I know where he has to be broadcasting from. Claire, you get 6 shots. Pump after each one. Keep Angela safe at all costs.
Think about it. Manipulative grandmother. Neglectful father. Mother who abandons her own daughter.
Mr. Bennett and Claire are armed with shotguns.
All villains, really.
Meredith, you with me?
You really don't think you can stop Siler?
Yeah, I do. Siler's got my healing ability. There's a spot back here. Jab something in, it cuts off my brain, shuts me down.
Mr. Bennett and Meredith look at one another. Then the group splits up, with Claire and Angela going off together.
And Claire, you and I, we're more alike than any of them. We can't be damaged.
I mean, except from a broken heart.
Claire and Angela are searching a study with a burning fireplace.
And that's what parents give us, isn't it?
We're nothing alike, you sick bastard.
I'm going to enjoy proving to you just how wrong you are.
He looks at another screen as Mr. Bennett and Meredith reach a doorway. Breaking in, they discover a figure sitting facing a bank of screens. It's a dead guard with his throat cut.
You're not hunting me, Noah. I'm hunting you.
DeVoe rooftop, 16 years ago. Heroes still clutching the flagpole when a pigeon alights on it. Pigeon, help me. I lost the formula. I failed my father. I lost my destiny. And now I'm talking to a pigeon. Ando.
Hiro's stuck in time. It's up to me to rescue him.
Hiro doesn't even have his abilities. How much trouble can I get into?
Well, anything he does in the past could change the present, like if he died. What?
Suresh's loft.
Mohinder!
Wow, they really cleaned this place up.
Dr. Suresh? Where is he? You said he'd be here. We could get the formula.
No, I said I thought he'd be here.
The only way to save Hiro is for me to become a time traveler. You can only read minds. You can only run fast.
Really, really fast. If Suresh isn't here, he is probably in his lab.
At Pinehurst? Too dangerous.
Someone has to get him.
No.
Daphne runs off in a blur.
Whoa. She is really, really fast.
Yeah.
Run out of time. The infection has spread to my lungs. By giving myself abilities, I've signed my own death certificate. My hope is that by injecting myself with the formula, it'll be the cure.
Mohinder's just about to inject himself in the arm when Peter lets himself in.
Suresh, put it down. It's a weapon. I need to get rid of all of it.
My life depends on this.
Peter raises his gun.
Do you remember when we first met? How you tried to convince me that people with abilities actually existed?
And you didn't believe me.
Exactly. But once I saw for myself what it means to be special, powerful, I coveted what you had. So much so that I tried to recreate it.
So was it worth it? It's turned you into a monster.
That's why I need this formula. This injection. What did you do? Where the hell is it?
Suddenly, Flint pins Mohinder against a support.
For a little payback, Doc.
You move, I'll burn your face off.
Stop! Stop!
Hold up. You wanna trash this place? So do we.
Knox pulls down a shelving unit.
Why would you help me?
I make this formula stuff. We ain't so special no more.
Look who you're allying yourself with, Peter. With your brother in charge, think of all the good we can do.
Peter Peter knocks over a table.
Nathan's not in charge anymore. Sir.
Nathan wakes.
How many Marines have been injected?
Just me. When you returned to the lab, Miss Strauss became concerned.
Peter. He's gonna ruin everything. He's gotta be stopped.
Consider it done, sir.
I'll bring him to...
Knox appears from nowhere and snaps Scott's neck.
I'm gonna wait until your brother's gotten rid of all the formula.
You're working for Peter?
Yeah. He's one of the good guys now.
Daphne returns to Suresh's loft with the formula.
Hey, did you find Suresh?
Yep, took this right out of his hand. One dose.
The formula!
No. You guys realize how insane this is, right? Look, just because you want to be a time traveler does not mean that's the ability you're going to get. Think about it. What if that thing makes you glow in the dark or grow a second head?
Matt.
What?
You were always worried about what people thought about you. And now you can read minds. And I wanted to run. Look what happened.
Okay, but it also turns Suresh into a freak.
Haven't you ever had faith in something? Even though everyone else said not to?
Yeah, I have.
Ando injects himself in the arm, then collapses to the floor. On the Devo rooftop, Hero slides himself down the flagpole until he reaches the wall of the building with his feet. Lifting himself on top of the pole in an upright position, he throws his arms up in triumph. He looks up towards the roof. A moment later, he just about manages to lift himself over a wall and drops down onto the roof, looking exhausted but pleased with himself.
Hello?
Downstairs, he discovers young Hero holding the healed dove. He asks him if he's all right, and young Hero tells him he misses his mommy. He asks him why he's so sad, and Hero tells him, "My father gave me a simple task and I could not do it." Young Hero responds by telling him, "My mom would say if you can fix it today, you won't have to worry about it tomorrow." Jumping to his feet, Hero says, "I need your help. Your father has a piece of paper with numbers and figures. I must find it." When young Hero explains, "You're going to get me in trouble," Hero says to him, "Think about what your mother would say."
Hero,
you can save tomorrow. Considering for a moment, young Hero gets to his feet, and they nod at one another.
It's dead.
It doesn't surprise you, does it? He's put us all on lockdown.
Claire opens a window, but the shutter on the other side is locked.
You're only giving him what he wants. A child starved for attention throws a temper tantrum.
Well, I'd like to give him a good spanking.
Claire looks down at the phone she tried just moments ago. Edging towards it, she presses a button.
There is a way to stop this, Claire. You want to be a company agent, hunt down bad guys? That means making hard choices just like your daddy. And let's face it, you are just like your daddy. Okay, I will allow Dad, you, and Bio Mom to walk out of here right now alive, to live happily ever after. All you've got to do is take your shotgun, hold it up to Angela's head, and pull the trigger. Is she even worth protecting? She wanted to blow up New York City. Murdered her husband. Oh, okay. Tried. And most importantly, lied to me. Made me believe I had a mother and a family and then took it all away. But if you're dead set on keeping her alive, you could always just give me Daddy.
Why are you doing this?
You should ask your dad sometime about what he and Elle did to me. I could have been a nobody instead of the monster I became.
And now Elle's dead. And very soon your father may be too. It's your choice.
Or fault. All you gotta do is get rid of Angela.
You hurt him. And I swear I'll hunt you down and kill you.
From cheerleader to stone cold killer. Who's the monster now?
Considering, Claire walks over to Angela, who's listening from the sofa. Angela suddenly looks nervous, but Claire turns the gun on the phone and blasts it off the desk.
You are.
Level 5.
Are you crazy?
We need help.
Yeah, but these guys, they want to kill us as much as Siler does.
Eric.
Hello, Meredith. I knew we'd be together again. I just didn't think it would be so soon.
We'll make this quick. Siler's in the building. One of you guys brings me his head, you get your freedom.
And what's to keep us from escaping the second you turn around?
Siler. We're all locked in here with him. Now get moving.
Eric, Danny, and Echo go off in separate directions.
They don't stand a chance.
Think about it, Meredith. What do you need to catch a shark?
Their bait.
Peter's wrecking Mohinder's lab.
You do know that the formula is highly combustible.
So what? I can't be burned.
What about Peter? Are you willing to sacrifice him as well? These are your accomplices, Peter. Thugs, killers. What does that make you?
Flint knees him in the groin and throws him across the lab. Peter rushes over to check on him.
You didn't have to do that.
Well, now this will go twice as fast.
Ando's woken by a cup of water in his face.
What happened? Do I have abilities?
So far, all we know is that you can pass out really well.
Was it all for nothing?
Give it a try. Come on.
I'm the master of time and space.
That's good.
I am the master of time and space. I'm the master of
space. Do you, like, hear at us when he scrunches his eyes together?
Right, good idea.
Yeah, but scrunch gently. You don't want to jump back to the Stone Age.
Gentle.
Yeah.
Gentle scrunch.
He scrunches.
I don't know, maybe too gently.
Kick it up a notch.
Irritated by their intense gazes, Ando takes a step forward and tenses his body, closing his eyes and gritting his teeth. Nothing happens.
God, we're never going to save Hero!
His hand flashes.
What was that?
I don't know, but that sure wasn't time travel.
Meredith steps into a hallway where an unexplained noise makes her spin around. Alone and armed with a torch and handgun, she edges her way along the darkened corridor. Something on the floor catches her eye. Danny's severed, partially metallic arm, its fingers still twitching. A sound alerts her to an open door up ahead. As she inches towards it, a small glass vial containing a clear liquid comes rolling towards her. Crouching down to pick it up, she reads the label. Adrenaline.
They say adrenaline can kickstart a dead heart.
Siler makes the gun fly out of Meredith's hand, only to lose control of his own arms.
Meredith's mine. Mine to love.
Eric sniffs Meredith's neck.
Mine to kill.
He walks towards Siler while making him stand on one leg with his arms out by his sides.
You really think you can control me?
Siler's face tenses with concentration, and Eric collapses to the floor. Meredith quickly picks up the gun, but Siler plunges a syringe into her chest. Pressing the plunger with his thumb, he looks into her eyes as she too falls to the floor.
One more thing to do.
Finding Echo's body in level 5, Mr. Bennett discovers Meredith sitting in a cell.
What the hell?
What
Silo do this?
No. He pumped me with adrenaline. I can't hold it back.
You gotta go!
Silo closes the cell door, and Mr. Bennett aims a gun at him through the window.
It's bulletproof, remember, Noah?
Siler discards a shotgun.
The rate she's going, you're gonna need that one bullet I left you.
Flames flare from between Meredith's cupped hands.
Shouldn't be too hard for you. Hey, let me ask you one thing. When this is all over, and Meredith's dead with a bullet right between her eyes, what lie are you gonna tell Claire? Your life or hers, Noah?
He moves away from the glass.
You helped make me into who I am. I just wanted to return the favor.
As he walks away, Mr. Bennett flinches as more flames erupt from Meredith's hands. Nathan's idly spinning a small glass orb with his finger.
You know you've backed the wrong horse. Everybody roots for Peter, but in the end, he always winds up losing.
Uh-huh. That's why you're up here and he's down there winning.
Define winning. All my brother ever does is disappoint the people who believe in him.
You really hate the guy.
I feel sorry for him, actually.
And why are you so afraid?
You worried he's gonna stop you?
I'm not afraid of anybody.
Hitting him with the orb, Nathan attacks Knox, only to lose the fight. But just as Knox is about to deliver a hammer blow, he suddenly freezes solid, then shatters to the ground, revealing Tracy reaching out behind him.
Miss me?
And those hands are emitting red sparks.
Whoa.
Watch it, watch it.
Did you stop doing that?
No, I can't.
Try.
I can't control it.
Calm down.
Touching Ando's arm, Matt suddenly begins to spasm.
It's okay. It's okay.
What happened?
It was like an explosion in my head. I could hear every thought from every person in the entire city.
What did you do?
I didn't do anything.
Daphne.
Matt.
Daphne's been transported back in time.
It's okay. It's over.
What happened?
It was like an explosion in my head. I could hear every thought from every person in the entire city.
What did you do?
I didn't do anything.
Daphne. Daphne! Where'd you just go?
She's on the other side of the room.
I don't know. I was out there, but I was watching myself in here. And you were there. And you were there, and... Matt, I think I traveled back in time.
Back in time?
With Meredith finding it increasingly difficult to control her fire, Claire looks horrified as she watches a CCTV feed from the cell.
We have to save them!
He only showed us that because he wants us to go down there.
I don't care.
A moment later, Claire's walking along a darkened corridor with a shotgun in one hand and a firm grip of Angela's hand in the other. Letting go of Angela to open a door, she holds her hand out behind her back.
Come on.
As Siler takes her hand, Claire spins around, only to be pinned against a wall and lifted off her feet.
Where's Angela?
Well, you wouldn't pick before, so I had to up the stakes. Save Daddy. Where's it, Granny?
Let me go!
Why are you even pretending? We both know you're going after your dad. Even after all the lies he's told you, how he's neglected you. What does that say about you, Claire? It's the thing about the truth, Claire. It stings like a bitch.
He lets her drop to the floor, then watches as she scrambles to her feet and runs off along the corridor, disappearing around a corner. Running into level 5, Claire makes a beeline for Meredith's cell.
Dad! Go to the keypad, punch in 29297!
The keypad's missing.
Shut the roof down! There's gotta be another way!
I don't know how much longer I can hold on to it.
Stop! Hey, Meredith, I need you to take as much heat as you can in your hands. Press your palms to the glass!
He ducks for cover, and Meredith gets to her feet and moves over to the window. Turning her hands into balls of flame, she presses her palms against the glass as Claire looks on from the other side.
Okay, good. Now back away from the glass. Claire, you do the same. Move back.
He shoots a hole in the window.
Oh, God. It didn't work.
Claire considers.
Stay back, both of you.
Running at the window, she throws herself through the glass. Then lifts herself to her feet.
Claire!
As Mr. Bennett climbs out through the window, Claire removes a large shard of glass from her shoulder, then turns to Meredith.
Come with me. Just give me a minute. Go now. Stop, Skylar. I'm coming back for you.
Claire climbs through the window. Then she and Mr. Bennett run off along the corridor, leaving Meredith slumped in a cell. Nathan and Tracy.
I gotta get you out of here.
We gotta stop Peter before he ruins everything.
Nathan, this situation is still deniable.
Deniable? Are you kidding me?
I can spin anything, but this is a disaster that you cannot be associated with. Look, the document with the formula is all we need. We find it, we can start over. New game, our rules.
You run away, Tracy.
It's not running away. I'm being a realist. That's why you hired me.
Then you're fired.
He walks away, leaving her stunned. Suresh's loft.
I don't understand. How can I travel through time?
Because he zapped me. And I was able to hear thoughts 1,000 times louder, right? And then you zap Daphne, and she could travel 1,000 times faster. Your power is like a supercharger.
Wait, going faster wouldn't mean I can time travel. I mean, would it?
According to Einstein, yeah.
The space-time continuum.
Theory of relativity. If you can travel faster than the speed of light, then you can actually move through time.
How do you know so much about Einstein?
I actually paid attention in high school. Mostly.
So if I can supercharge other people's powers, that means I have an ability. Yes, yatta!
You keep zapping me with supercharge and I keep running. Maybe we can go back 16 years.
Okay, no, wait. Come on, what if you can't control your speed? Or you end up in the dark ages? What if this guy runs out of juice?
We'll be back before you know it.
Daphne and Ando take each other's hands, then disappear in a flash of red sparks. Catching Hiro removing the formula from his safe, Kaito asks, "What are you two doing in here?" Hiro tells him, "Your son and I were just playing." Kaito says, "You are done for this evening." Then orders young Hiro to get into his pajamas and go to bed. As the boys run out of the room, Kaito asks Hiro, "May I speak with you for a moment?" Then, pulling a samurai sword from underneath his desk, he calls him a thief. Wait, I can explain. Sort of. Blocking Hiro's escape, Kaito asks, "Who are you? How did you open my safe?" "I looked over your shoulder once. I saw the combination." Demanding the formula, Kaito slices up the baguette Hiro's using to defend himself, then tells him, "Before you die, I will give you one last chance to explain yourself." Holding up the formula, Hiro says, "If this is destroyed tonight, it can never be used again, anywhere, anytime." "No, give it to me. I am the guardian of the formula." Hiro tears the formula, then suddenly vanishes as Kaito swings his sword at him. Finding the formula in two pieces on the floor, Kaito picks them up. and puts them together. Suresh's loft.
You found him!
Yeah. It worked.
Hiro asks Ando, what just happened? Then, when Ando informs him that he has powers now, tells him, I was about to tear up the formula. Couldn't you have come later? Ando replies, remind me never to save your life.
The formula must be destroyed.
And I know where it is. I'm the one who stole it for Arthur Petrelli, remember?
Nemesis, you have a chance to make up for your past. And for me to make up mine. Take me to it, please.
Considering, Daphne walks over to Hero's side.
He's right.
Go! Be the good guy. Gal.
Back in a flash.
They speed off to Arthur's office, where they find Tracy taking the formula out of the safe.
Stop! We have come for the formula!
It doesn't belong to you. And you are...
Hiro Nakamura! It is my sacred duty to see that it is destroyed!
Sorry, I've got plans for this little piece of paper, Pikachu.
Pikachu! Excuse me.
Hiro punches Tracy, then takes the formula.
Time to go.
Flint's tearing up Mohinder's lab.
Hey, give me a hand with this.
Right.
He and Peter tip over a vat, spilling out gallons of formula, some of which flows over Mohinder, waking him. As he rolls over and lifts himself onto his hands and knees, the welts covering his face begin to vanish.
That's the last of it. Finally.
Now I'm gonna blow this place down.
Come on, wait! We gotta get the people out. My brother's still here.
I don't give a rat's ass about your brother. Or you.
Suddenly, Nathan hits Flint on the back of the head with an iron bar, knocking him out, then moves over to Peter and punches him in the stomach. When Peter manages to lift himself back to his feet, Nathan takes the iron bar and smacks him firmly in the leg. Flint regains consciousness.
Broke my heart, Peter.
Stop!
Flint ignites the formula covering the floor, filling the lab with flames. With his brother penned in with Flint, Peter reaches for some formula and injects it into his own leg. Tensing as it kicks in, Peter launches himself at Nathan, sweeping him off his feet and out through a window a split second before the whole place goes up in flames. They fly off into the night sky.
So, you killed Arthur.
I certainly did.
Then you saved the world. I was right about you all along. You are a hero.
I don't think so.
You're wrong. I always wanted this for you. I dreamed about it. And now that Arthur is dead, there's no one to hold you back. No one to take advantage of you.
Except you.
Gabriel, I cared for you. I gave you love. I gave you guidance. Everything a mother can.
You are not my mother. Are you? I can tell if you're lying.
He fixes her with a firm gaze.
No, I'm not.
A faint smile crosses Siler's lips.
For a brief moment, I wish you were. Why did you do it?
I told you. My sons have been such a disappointment to me, and I wanted another chance. A chance to give the love that only a mother can.
The air resonates.
That's a lie.
Angela's throat constricts.
I told you I could tell.
I wanted you to work for the company. You had a skill that I needed.
You saw me as a hero?
No. As a killer. A monster. You were flawed, weak, malleable. Someone I could manipulate, because that's what I do, because you're right. I'm a monster, too.
Is there any good in this world? Tell me something, anything. Just make me believe that you're not the same as me.
I know who your real parents are.
He releases his telekinetic grip on her throat.
You're telling the truth.
You're not the son of a watchmaker and a woman who collected snow globes.
Who am I, then?
If you kill me, you will never find out.
Siler holds out a hand.
Tell me. Tell me. I want the truth!
Suddenly, Siler falls to the floor with a shard of glass embedded in the back of his neck. Claire gazes impassively at his paralyzed body. Mr. Bennett rushes in.
Claire. We need to leave. Now.
Get Angela out of here.
Claire rushes back to Meredith's cell.
Claire! No! No, what are you doing here?
I told you, I'd come back for you. Come on.
Claire. Let's go. This whole building is going to come down in flames. We'll be buried alive. Come on.
No, I can save you.
No, get away!
We have to get out of here.
You gotta go!
I love you, Mom.
Go!
Meredith finally loses control of her fire, and Claire and Mr. Bennett run off along the corridor with the inferno surging after them. Peter and Nathan land in a clearing.
You flew! That wasn't me, that was you! You took the formula!
I had to.
Everything you're against! I had no other choice. Why'd you save me? Why'd you do it?
Because you're my brother, and I love you.
It's not what I would have done.
Nathan flies off.
Nathan!
Mohinder's staggering along the side of a road.
There is good, and there is evil. Right and wrong. Heroes and villains. And if we're blessed with wisdom, then there are glimpses between the cracks of each where light streams through.
Tracy picks up Mohinder.
We wait in silence for these times, when sense can be made. When meaningless existence comes into focus, and our purpose presents itself. And if we have the strength to be honest, then what we find there, staring back at us, is our own reflection, bearing witness to the duality of life. That each one of us is capable of both the dark and the light, of good and evil, of either, of all. And destiny, while marching ever in our direction, can be rerouted by the choices we make. By the love we hold on to, and the promises we keep.
The end of Volume 3. Volume 4, Fugitives. 3 weeks later, Washington, D.C.
I think our only real option at this point is to get the United States government involved.
Nathan's in a parked limo with a black man who's sitting with an open file on his lap.
And you're saying all of these people have abilities?
Them and more. A lot more. The important thing to remember is how dangerous these people can become if left unchecked. I had a solution. It proved unsuccessful. It's all there. All the evidence you need.
What exactly is it that you're asking to do?
I want to round them up and put them in a facility where they won't be a danger to anyone.
The man looks down at the file.
All right, Senator. Let's get you whatever you need.
Nathan gets out of the limo.
Thank you, Mr. President.
He closes the door, and the presidential motorcade drives away, leaving him standing at the side of the road, looking thoughtful. To be continued.